means for those for two guys. And so that brings me to the main point that I want to message. And that is, I want everyone to evolve, to grow in grace. I want to resolve to grow in grace in fear by nourishing our soul with the Word of Christ. I want to nourish our souls with the Word of Christ. The Word of God is essential to that growth process. The Word of God is a sustenance that we need. If you read on this Bible, it's fine and good. Just that I encourage you to be careful what you get the Word of Christ. Because I don't think there's a relationship between our body and our souls. God looks at you. He made us a soul, he made us a body, he made us a both physical and non material needs. We are a unit, and so we have to consider that physical things are the best spiritual things. If you have four eating habits, and four sleeping habits, and four exercise habits, it is going to affect each of your soul and your spiritual needs. Because we are a unit. We see the form of our soul, that's our body, our body, that's the soul, we just saw it in the news. So there's some place for physical training, for exercise, but I wanted to say this morning that there is something that is more important than that. That's all that was this first movie for it. He writes, physical training is of some value, but God is, has value for all things. Holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. And so, I don't want to say the first of the last this morning. I don't want to say the only life. I'm looking at it. And there's a relationship and the future of life between our bodies and our souls. But if we haven't put priority on something, then let's put priority on our soul and on the development of godliness. That circle of that is the earth. Because one day, if you're in Christ, God can take your life. If you have bad health, if you have disease, sickness, injury, lingering pain, one day, God can fix that. When you return and call us home, or when you die, the tricky part is when your body gets fixed and resurrected from the last day. $15, but this whole moral falling apart body is going to put on that which is immortal, that which is glorified as that that matters of Christ's resurrection body. And so, one day, Christ can fix that. But now is the time to improve your soul. Now is the time to put anything and ever by the grace of Christ. Not of your own willpower, not of your own strength. By the grace of Christ, put forth diligence and effort to the nourishment of your own soul. And the primary place where we can go to get that nourishment is the Word of God. That's what Jesus tells us in Matthew 4, verse 4. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. The Bible is our nourishment. The Bible is our substance. Your soul, your spirit needs spiritual food. And where do we get these? Where do we get that spiritual food to provide? It comes from the Word of God, it comes from Scripture. And there is no accident that several times, many times in Scripture, we read about the fact that the Bible, the Word of God, is compared to Christ or bread. Or meat. It is for meat. The Bible is of us. The Word of God is what we need to grow. And so, this morning, what I want to do is I want to encourage you, I want to turn God to resolve this year to nourish our soul, to grow in grace by feeding on the Word of God. And I will give three reasons this morning why we need to grow. Three reasons why the Word of God is so essential to our soul. This comes from the power of the Scriptures. no longer one best gathering several messages from the Bible. Why the Bible is so important to our spiritual lives. Number one, we need the Bible for salvation. We need the Word of God. We need the Word of God to teach us about eternal life, spiritual life in the first place. There are all of us agreeing in 2 Timothy 3:14-15. He said, but as for you, he gives you a word you have learned and have become convicted, because you know those from whom you learned it. And how for infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are full of you walk for salvation through and in our peace. So what is it that gives us the wisdom, gives us the knowledge for me of salvation? So where we are. We need the Word of God for salvation. Paul says in Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, and then to the Gentiles. 1 Peter 1:3, a couple of this passages that we should be able to learn, is 1 Peter 1:3, that we have been born again, not of perishable food, but of imperishable, through what? Through the living and enduring Word of God. God gives us new birth by inspiration, but the means, the tool that we use to bring new birth into our lives is through the preaching of the gospel, through the living and enduring Word of God. Ephesians 1:18. He says, God chose to give us birth through the Word of truth, that we might be the first fruits of all He created. God's grace gives new birth. Sorry, new birth. God's grace brings a new birth. But God is with us in His plan. God has appointed it such that the Scriptures are necessary as the hope for the grace of that new birth. So when the Word of God is preached, the gospel proclaims the Holy Spirit's power, returns new birth. New life, new spiritual life after that. That's why when we proclaim this gospel, Romans 10:13 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How can they call on the one that has not believed? And how can they put the truth in the one of whom they have not heard? How can they hear without someone preaching to them? How can they unbreach unless they are blessed? How good are the things of those who bring good news? But not all of you will have the covenant of you. So I say to the Lord, who has believed on it? Our holy faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word of our Lord. And so that's why we proclaim the gospel. We proclaim the gospel because someone has to go and preach the good news. And when the good news when the gospel is preached, then the Lord awakens us. The Lord gives the mufflers off the ears. He takes the blinders off. He awakens their hearts so they can see the truth of the Word that has been preached and heard. We need the Bible for salvation. And so, let me encourage you on three lines. Three things about this. Why we need the Bible for salvation? First of all, read the Bible for your own salvation. Read the Bible to make sure that you follow God. In 2 Peter 1, I asked that we look at a few weeks ago. 2 Peter 1, Peter writes, therefore, with all diligence, make your calling and your election sure. In other words, make sure that you're in Christ. Make sure that you're not a Christian. Well, one way to do that is by reading the gospel. And reading what the Word of God says about how we are in Christ and how we come to be in Christ. So read the Word of God and make sure of your own sins and your possession of eternal life. people for the continuum of your life. For the continuum of your life. In other words, faith is not just a one-time event. Faith is not just something that you want to do in the past. It's not a living back then. There are lots of faith in the Bible. Character of every child of God. Read the Bible as a believer who nurtures and cultivates and continues to create that list. Colossians 1:1 tells us that we are reconciled to God through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, and that we are suffering if you continue in the list. And so read the Bible to continue in the list and persevere in the list. Read the Bible. If the Bible is necessary for salvation, it's necessary for our salvation, it's necessary for our continuing in that salvation, if the Bible is necessary for ours, then it's only necessary for us. And so read the Bible so that you have in your hands, in your grasp, a knowledge of the scriptures, knowledge of the gospel, so that you can share with others as you can be perfect. And as Paul said, Romans 6, how are they going to believe on that? So we'll come to Paul's book. Now, I'm a preacher that talks about the gospel, but I believe the scriptures that are part of the law of every believer in Christ to follow the gospel. Go and make disciples of all nations, let not get to those who are pastors or apostles or those who are immortal ministers. It is the mission that is due to the entire church. Everyone who is in Christ, go and make disciples. And so you have to make disciples, therefore go and make other disciples. And go with the knowledge of the scriptures, the knowledge of God. And so read the Bible for a better understanding of who God is and what He has done in Christ to be shared with other people. And so we need the Bible for salvation. Number two, we need the Bible for our own growth and goodness. That's why we use 7:4:4. We don't live but we learn by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So we need the Bible for our own growth and goodness. The Bible is Psalm 119:1. I have given your word in my heart so that I might have peace. In other words, there's a relationship between our reading of, our meditating on, our memorizing of the scriptures, and turning our faith into our hearts. There's a relationship between that. Our growth is holy. So, let me encourage you that there is a comfort in your life that you are struggling with in your peace. Read the Bible. Read the Bible and read it over and over again and then realize all through the day and turn by the things that you put in your heart. It says, I have given your word in my heart so that I might not sin. There's a relationship between the input of the word and our growth in hope. Psalm 119:9, a verse we read a few moments ago. How do young persons stay on path here? And this is called the young person. If we can, how can we stay on the path of truth? By living according to the word. Jesus said in John 17:14, sanctify the text, make them holy. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is true. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, how the one that is in all the Bible that teaches us what the Bible is, or is the text of Scripture. 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all scripture, all of these writings, right here, from Genesis to Revelation, all of these writings, that's what scripture means, the Bible. this and record it for us and Christian and come up through this for us. This book is God's breath. Meaning God's focus comes from the very mouth of God himself. It originates in God. It's his word, simple, and therefore it is useful for us, for teaching and receiving, correcting and training in righteousness. So that the servants of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. What do we need to be taught God's word? What do we need to be believed in the path of God's holiness? What do we need to be equipped for service and function? The reason why we
where do we go if we're trying to be a disciple? Where do we go if we need to be a disciple?
we go to the Bible, and let me encourage you with this. Don't use the Bible as an excuse. Now, what do I mean by that? We're going to do this as a few words. You open it as a reference book, and you look up to when you got right, or when you got functional, or when you got learning. And so, if you're doing something personal and you know nothing about Socrates, where am I going to start? Well, the way to start is something that Socrates, and then you learn something new, that means something on Google, Socrates. But you can get the big three introductions to Socrates, which is my book. But the problem with that is that I'm told in information, and then show you how that information is related to the when you use the Bible as an encyclopedia, what we see is, you say, well, I can make this book about this. And so, I'm going to use the first one to use on this. Whether I saw this point or not. There's something about the Bible to see what it says. Well, if you look at the importance, or if you want to hear the word voice and the thought in the Bible, you will find that word, that concept, even that idea of it, is nowhere in the Bible. Because in the ancient world, you take the life of your own baby, what you do for. Even in non-biblical, non-Israelite studies have laws and instructions being the capital of it. If a friend of mine can talk about me. So the whole idea, the whole concept of where you know it in the Bible, because in that day, that's even more simple. But here's what we do find in the Bible. And your only basis for reading it, for telling us it, is God down his life. God down his life. We learn that in this form, where it says that all human beings are really in each other. We must be in each other, where it says that anyone shed in his blood, that he serves the Father. While we say, wow, many human beings do. We learn in the book of Exodus that if you were a Bible and you missed it, you couldn't learn, and you missed learning, and forbidden memory, then you're supposed to live out your life. You're not going to get that by putting a word in or looking up into the course. The only way you're going to get it by reading the whole Bible and letting the Bible show your faith. That's what all the world is. A worldview is a way to make the world, a way to make decisions, a way to make ethical choices. And the best way to make ethical choices is to make hope that are in line with God's will. You do not use the Bible as a sign of fear. You don't look at things you use them, but rather on a daily, consistent basis, and let the Word of God clear you. And more to remind you to think about all of life through the lens that God provides us for what is important. That's why I want to encourage you to use every tool that creates nourish your soul on the word of God. We need for salvation, we need for our own growth, we need for our growth as a church, we need for God's desire to do this and what is wrong. Let me leave you with this truth. In the time it takes me to silence each word in the morning, you take a shower quickly, you have to hide it. In the time it takes you to take a shower every day, you create a bottle of water. If you're an average reader, 10 minutes, maybe you need even 5 minutes, you can read the Bible in a year. If you have a 12 minutes to use the word, you can read the Bible. In here. It's about 12 minutes working this evening to be a little somehow in Israel. And just figure out the number of times that we should be out of this. And just let the Lord and serve them well. And just don't matter what time you think that it really is in long tomorrow. But there must be an urgency in that moment for peace that brings forth this year. And your pure soul will be with us. If we need it for our knowledge, we need it for our growth, in knowledge, and we need it to know what God's will is for us. And so may the word of Christ be special in our lives, individually, as families,